Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
I miss
Yeah. Monstrous Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday. Lovers music in conversation with the roar. I'm just DJ E-Monster. I do the ones and twos. We got Miss Unbelievable. She does our weather. You dig? She does the commentary around here. So we got her. Let's go over here and say what's up to her right quick. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling on this wet, wet Wednesday night? Hello.
Hey, hey.
How you feeling?
Yes. I'm here.
I'm here. Okay. Sometimes that's all you can ask for. Get it? Okay.
So how are you tonight? I'm pretty good.
You dig? I'm pretty good. Okay. I'm feeling a little sexy. You dig? I'm ready to do my music thing tonight. I'm ready to get y'all in the mood with this sexy R&B. I got some hitters. I got some new school. I got some old school. But it's definitely an all splash night. We're not going to pick it up at all. It's going to be all sexy R&B all night long. So, let's see. You know, we do sexations around here. What are some of the sexy things we're going to talk about tonight? Do we have a topic? Are we going to wait on somebody to call in and stir something up?
I think we should wait on somebody to stir something up because, you know, we like to stir the pot and put some on. And our pot can get a little full, a little nasty, you know, with the holidays coming up and stuff. Yeah. What's a good Christmas present in the bed? I mean, ho.
That might be a good one right there. We might have to work with that one. So, all right, let me see. Sexy conversation, sexy music. Let us know what y'all want to talk about. There was somebody on my Facebook today. I think they wanted to talk about something sexy, but I think they was nervous about calling in. So hopefully we'll get something from them going on. Who knows? I'm going to go check our pages, the Monstars. The Monstrous Radio Facebook page and see if we can see if somebody was on something freaky today and we're going to talk about it. So, let's see. I'm going to play some new Keith Sweat. I think he got it going on right now. I'm going to play some new Keith Sweat. So, let me see. Let me find one of Keith's new sexy tracks up in here. See what we can
get.
And
why are you finding that track? Y'all hit us up, 424-243-9649, and be sexy and monstrous when you press that one, that number one, because you are the one and only.
Okay, so here we go. Check it out. Some new Keith Sweat, Cadence Price. This is called Boomerang. That sounds like some good, good. I'm just saying.
Can we do it again? Six in the morning, boy, I'm so hungry. Appetite's calling, sobbing, feel. Love me so long, you put it on me. Now I can't wait, I need a taste of you. Temperature's rising, your body is fire. So don't make me wait, I need you right here. So I'm doing.
Your body right here with me, cause you know just what I'm gonna do. I'ma whisper in your ear and say those freaking things to you. Temperature rise, your body is fire, and I'ma give you all of this love. So come here, baby, let me drive you. I hope you're ready.
moaning, born so hungry. Appetite's calling, starving for you. Love me so long, you put it on me. Now I can't wait, I need a taste of you.
Wet, wet Wednesdays. We open up the lines right after this. Are ready for whatever. That's Maya on Monstrous Radio. Hump Day music, lovers music, Wet Wet Wednesday, DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Hopefully we'll get Jazzy B calling in tonight. But we about to try to figure out what we're going to go on with this sexy conversation. I think I might got one, Miss Unbelievable. I think I found one in the Monstars. I think we might got one. But for now, let's get into this monstrous weather. I want to know if it's beautiful enough to cuddle outside tonight. What's the weather like? Hello.
You know, it's always a beautiful thing when you're cuddling. It don't matter what the weather is. Mm. But Minneapolis is sitting at 27. Cuddle weather. Ooh. Ooh, Miami got some cuddle weather at 66. Kansas City, 44. Los Angeles, 58. Phoenix is 70. That's some cuddle weather there, too. San Juan, 80 if you're naked. Dallas, 51. New York is 33. Atlanta is 35. Paris, ooh, I can't help, 52. London is 55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the sexy weather from around the world in our little monstrous hotspots right now. So I'm going to tell you, this is what I found over here inside of the Monstars page. People, don't forget you can connect with us on Facebook at the page The Monstars, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. Now, earlier I had posted in the group, you know, because we post things, especially in particular with the day, Wednesday we post sexy stuff, Comic Cafe, we post political stuff. So today I had posted, there needs to be more dancing in the kitchen. Some of y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about. There needs to be more dancing in the kitchen. You dig? And then somebody had put it, and what I'm saying is romance. You know what I mean? Like, one of the things I used to see when I was coming up was my parents, they used to slow dance in the kitchen. I'm serious. Like, sometimes you'd have to announce yourself coming into the kitchen because you might catch them kissing a little too hard. I'm just saying. You dig? But the romance was there. You know, so somebody had put in, you know, the group about foreplay, you know. And I think they had a point because I think sex is like Kung Fu. You dig? Sex is like Kung Fu. You got the crane, you got the tiger, you got all kinds of things. And one of the techniques that is missing today, and I think this is why some people go through hard times, is foreplay. Foreplay is part of romance. I think some people forgot what foreplay is all about, what it's for. You dig? And what, how foreplay can help you. I mean, how do you feel about that in today? I mean, do you think there's a need for more romance? Do you think romance is gone? You think, you know, a foreplay, is that an issue in today's love life? Is people still doing foreplay? How do you feel?
I think it's based upon the couple or the person.
Okay.
It's foreplay and romance is the equivalent of how intimate and vulnerable you can become toward that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to look at it as, I'm doing this for us to enjoy. It's not a satisfaction need for oneself. So the vulnerability is to say, okay, this is for this particular specific person. It's not about what I did for that person before. It's not what I did for, you know, my ex or what it is. It's just who you are as a person. Some people feel like they don't need foreplay because their sex game is all that. But if you put in time and effort into romance and foreplay and intimacy, you'll have more than just sex, because you're building a foundation that's including the mind, the spirit, the soul, and the body. You got to have more. You just can't have one and think that it's going to last, because it's not. What does she have to look for? Can you stimulate every part of her body? And that's including the romance. That's including, can you stimulate her mind? Can you stimulate? And that's all through foreplay and romance and intimacy. But you can't be scared to do it. And then once you get hurt in that area, you got to be willing to do it again.
Get hurt in foreplay?
Foreplay, intimacy, all that. Because sometimes when you do it to a woman and they don't appreciate it, you say to yourself, I ain't going to do this no more, because they don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about who you messing with. And the women who can appreciate what foreplay, what intimacy, and what romance is.
Right.
That foreplay
can
take you far.
Right. Well, I think sometimes it comes down to, and you are right, you know, men, like women, I don't know if y'all know it, but men, we can be very, very sensitive. Very, when it comes to, like, sexual acts, you make me feel bad to trying to do something freaky with you, and you make me feel some kind of way. Like you said, it ain't going to happen again. I tell you that much, you won't get the opportunity. Yeah, dig? You should have just let me try it first. Whatever, whatever, but... Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes it goes to the freak level, or I should say the excitement level, before y'all start. Because I'll be honest, there's times I try to, because I'll be honest, I like foreplay. Some people think their sex game is so good. And that may be the case. They're going to bust, they're going to have a good time, whatever. But if you want that woo-woo-woo leg shaking, you're going to have to start out with that foreplay. I'm just going to keep it 100. You're going to have to start out with that foreplay. Why? Because you're opening it up to a whole nother level now. You dig? It's the whole arousal, the tease, and, ooh, got the juices flowing, and, you know what I mean? It's a whole different experience when you really, really get romantic and take your time and do the foreplay thing. But sometimes, hey, I've been with women that was like, what is you doing? Is we going to fuck or not? Like, motherfucker, I'm ready to go. All
right.
You dig? And I'm not going to lie. I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't get up and leave, but I'm like, damn, okay. You dig? Like, well, okay.
I think it depends on the woman. I think it depends on the time and the, you know, and also the thing, it depends on where you guys are at, what level you guys are in your relationship or companionship or whatever ship you want to put it into. Because sometimes a woman, it all depends who you're messing with, on that level, and they don't want that. They just want to fuck. And then you have those ones who just want the intimacy, and that's it. So you really got to understand where they're coming from and what they want from you. If you don't know, then, you know, don't waste your time. Like, be upfront of what your expectations are or what you like. Because if you do it, then they are going to hurt your feelings. Because you hear and they hear. So you got to have an understanding of where you guys are and where you want to go. Because if you don't, your feelings will get hurt every time. Because intimacy is on all levels. Foreplay is, some people don't even know foreplay is holding hands. Foreplay is, you know, standing by your guy, or, you know, kissing him on the forehead, or just a subtle touch on the back. Foreplay is a whole bunch of stuff. People think that you got to have this grand gesture for foreplay or this grand gesture for intimacy. It's the small, subtle thing that says to a woman, oh, my God, he's into me, or, oh, my God, he's feeling it, or, oh, my God, I mean something to him. It's small things. Now, when the big grandeur comes, then you're like, oh, my God, he's in love with me. Oh, my God, we here. We going somewhere. You just got to know the level that you're at.
Right, right. I'm going to say this, then we're going to go ahead and take a break. I see you had, at one point, you was on, you had pushed your thing to go live there, 651. Hopefully, you'll join us again. Let's see. Where was I going to go with this? Oh, yeah, like, I think that was perfect what you said about a lot of people think foreplay is just right before the intimate moment. It's not. Foreplay could start at noon. Foreplay could start at breakfast time. Foreplay goes all day long. I'm telling y'all, this type of romance will make it a whole different experience. Foreplay, you know, foreplay in the middle of the day is when she's making food or she's doing something, she's working, just standing there, and you just walk up and bump her on her bumper. Yeah, they just walk up and, hey, baby, bump, I see you. Yeah, they just walk up and bump her, boom. Mm-hmm. You could be a lady, walk up and tap him, just cuff, hey, baby, and keep it moving. That's foreplay. You dig? So I'm going to play some more new music. We're going to come back. 651 has went live. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk some more. So I got some Indie Irie after that. Let's see. I'm not for sure what I got. This right here, she's showing love to us men. This, like I said, this is Indie Irie. This is called That Magic. Monstrous Radio Live, Hump Day Music, DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. This is not really super duper splash mix, but ladies, you're going to like this if I can get it to play. Foreplay. Indie
here
Irie.
We go. Foreplay. Yeah.
424-243-9649. Use your pinky finger to go live. Ah.
He's got that magic.
I've been searching all my life for someone like him. And all this time I thought that he was just a friend. But not just anybody can touch my body. And then he came along and he showed me pleasure like I never know. You would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an apple.
demand to open all my doors. In the instant he touched me, I knew what I'd been waiting for. It's like his hands and my body been friends before. Him is so mundane. In a world of cocaine, he's like fine champagne. And he's also odd and so unique. Everything about this man is made especially for me.
Sing that shit. Step it out with your lover. Bell Biv DeVoe. Incredible. On a wet, wet Wednesday. You are incredible. Yeah, because you're tuning in with us right here live on the air. So, all right, let's bring it back with Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. So, we're talking about foreplay. So, we kind of laid it out there a little bit. Looks like our caller from the 651, looks like they lit up their line again. So, let's go over here and see what they have to say about foreplay. And is this a lost kung fu art? It is. I'm just saying. 651-313, who we got on the line? Hello. Are you wet, wet?
I stay wet.
Cool, wait. Now, look, I'll be honest. I'm so glad it's a lady because I thought about it after. I said, what if this is a guy? What if this is a guy?
You're funny. Hey,
no,
Miss Unbelievable. Hey.
They're so serious in case y'all didn't know.
Oh, absolutely. We know who this be.
Yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marcy, you're a little slow, so you know we gotta.
I'll catch up.
I'm gonna help you.
So we're talking about foreplay. You dig? I know you have some kids, so that means you've been having sex at some point in life. So we're talking about foreplay. Do you think this is a lost art today? I mean, is foreplay still part of your sexual curriculum?
Everything I do is foreplay. I wouldn't.
Okay.
You know,
explain.
I make every moment very sex educational when I'm with my man.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what are some of the things that you do? You dig? Don't give it all away. You know, everybody got their secrets. You can't give away your secrets now. You dig? But what's some of the things that you could help some callers that might need some help in the foreplay department? What can they do?
No, you is not going to set me up. I refuse to answer that question.
She rebuked me.
Just for that question, I can't answer that. You know, like I can't answer that. You know, I wouldn't know how to answer that. Two reasons. One, the first reason is because my mouth is so reckless. You know, like the words that I say, people might not understand. You know, why I feel the way I feel and why I do the things I do. I foreplay with myself, so it's no fun to tell everybody what. Yeah, you know, so hey, it is what it is.
Okay. Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, whether you be by yourself or you with somebody else. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might have to foreplay yourself when you with somebody else. It be like that sometimes. It do.
But it's always best to be. It's always the foreplay with yourself because you have less issues that way. Mm-hmm. And when you single, it's fun.
Okay, sound like you're about to say something there, Miss Unbelievable.
I'm just listening. Yeah.
Whoa, because this is like new to me. This is new. This is very interesting to me. I never thought about it that way. Really, truthfully, like just sat there and said, I'll play with myself. Okay. But like I said, sometimes you got to do things to get your motor going, and you might have to do that. You know what I mean? She's not gonna help us out and give us some things. So you know, we just gonna have to use our imagination and use our self visions and come up with some of our own things. So let me see.
Yourself. We with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, pedicure, manicure, hair done, nails done, everything done, rub the oil on your body.
No,
okay, put
let
your
me
hand,
explain
you know,
what, when
where,
I say foreplay
I mean,
myself. Let me explain
okay.
that to you because I could take myself out to dinner. I could dress up for myself. Okay, first and foremost, I'm a masturbator. I like to masturbate. You know what I'm saying? For me, that's foreplay.
Right.
I can talk dirty to myself, pop in a flick, or turn one on my phone. I'm in there like swimwear. I ain't got to argue with the person. I ain't got to worry about nothing. And I'm happy. I get what I want. I don't give a damn about the next, you know? Hey, it is what it is.
Right, right. You want to go three rounds? Fuck it. I'm going to go three rounds. That's what I feel like. You dig? Ain't no, come on, baby. Will you help? Come on. Come on. And you got to yank.
No,
gotta
I don't
want to
hear
left,
I'm tired
lab.
Or I don't want to have to worry about you going soft. None of that shit. Because look at here. After a while, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be mad at you because I'm not done yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I mean, there's foreplay with yourself that, you know, I don't consider foreplay. I just think it's just conditioning yourself as a queen for your king to get there. For me, it's the foreplay, not disregarding, you know, what you're saying, Mr. Series, but to me is, you know, everything's for my king for me when it comes to foreplay. For me, it's just me taking care of me and making sure that I'm completely ready for when my king comes and I understand the touches and the subtle touches of the foreplay from my king. So with that, for me, the different touches and, you know, even foreplay is, you know, your conversation and your little pet names. And there's a whole bunch of foreplay that you just do. And the touches on his, you know, it's your selflessness, giving yourself to someone else, being selfless, you know, and making them feel like they're important every day. Whether it be a good morning, whether it be a good night, whether whatever, that's foreplay. You know, people think that it's, like I said, the big grandeurs. But for a man, a foreplay for a man is when a woman is keeping themselves up. That's hot. So if you don't do that, then that man's looking at you like, what's wrong with you? So far as, you know, keeping yourself up and playing with yourself, that's just, you know, keeping it ready. That's keeping yourself ready to me. And, yep, you could take yourself out. That's becoming self-awareness. You know, you got to have self-awareness. There's got to be levels to you that a man can be like, ooh, that's foreplay, because it's just not superficial. It's, you know, you got levels to you. So the foreplay for yourself is maintaining who you are and make sure you're building and not building or creating yourself to be like what that man wants you to be, but you just be yourself. Because you've taken the time to create those levels within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. You're just a freak.
Absolutely. we established this before.
I mean,
before.
I'm just saying.
Well,
what's wrong with you,
though?
I'm not a freak. I just get freaky with a person, another person. But seeing that I don't have a person to do that foreplay to get freaky with, I'm... You know, I practice on myself, so when I do get that, I don't know. I don't think they know it ain't gonna work for them.
Miss So Serious, there's levels of being a freak, though. There's levels. I mean, you gotta be a freak in bed. You gotta be a freak, you know, in the street. I mean, there's just levels to this. Like, so there is. I'm just saying there's levels to this, but there's gotta be some class to your levels. There's got to be some understanding to your levels. That because you just can't come out just like, I'm a freak. Yeah, there's levels to this. There's sophistication to this. You got to be able to tantalize your man and keep him there.
I'm not a freak. I'm not a freak.
There's nothing wrong with being a freak.
Every time I get on this line, I don't even want to hear Monster voice. I'm going to tell you why. Because we know how Monster is. I know how you is. But the way you would, I needed to just listen. Because I be needing to learn this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, tell me everything. Okay, continue, keep going.
Right.
Keep going.
She's still trying to rebuke me. She's talking about, I don't even want to hear Monster Boy. It is what, see now, you are what I call in freak denial. Did it? I'm just saying, you are in freak denial. Yes, you are in freak. I ain't never heard of nobody who masturbates that wasn't a freak. You're masturbating.
No, I'm not a freak.
Yes, it is.
Wait a minute.
You
I'm not a freak. I get
That's
freaky. I do freaky things. I do freaky things. I am not a freak.
Okay.
This unbelievable.
What? What's
she is
the difference?
Not. She's a freak. And she gets freaky.
What's the difference?
Miss Unbelievable has come out of Miss Unbelievable. No, I ain't know nothing about none of that. She teaches me something every time I get on this phone.
But see, I'm just saying, those are the levels of where you're at in understanding yourself as a woman. See what I'm saying? If you don't know that you know where the levels that you are as a woman, then yes, you're going to come on and be like, damn, I didn't know that, which is not a bad thing. It's just saying, okay, I got to just continue to figure out who I am and I need to be more than just masturbating. What else can I do? Masturbation is good. Yes, that keeps the pussy ready when, you know, a man is trying to come, but let that not be your only thing. It's the mind. Everything about being a freak starts in the mind, and then it flows out of your body. See what I'm saying? If you don't have it in your mind, then it's not going to resonate when it's time to get down. It's just not. You're not going to know what you want to do and how you want to do it and who you want to do it with. Then you'll just settle for what they like and not what the pleasure is for both of you. You got to know when to draw back. You got to know when to come forward. You just got to know. But that's just making sure that you've invested in that man and watched him and all that.
Mm-hmm. See? Unbelievable comments. That's Miss Unbelievable for y'all. So, hey, make sure you connect with her on the Monstars page when you get a chance. Get it?
Hey, y'all really need to see this
man.
M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. This is unbelievable.
All right, check it out. I'm going to take a breather, then we're going to come back. I'm going to take a one-track breather, then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about foreplay a little bit more. I'm going to see if we got some more sexy stuff over here on the Monstars page. Let me see. I'm going to play an artist that we don't play that often. She got something for y'all. I think it kind of fits the topic right now. We're talking about doing something to somebody else and all those type of things. So check this out. Soon as I can find it, here we go. Check her out. This is Erica Henderson. This is called Freak You on the Low. You know you're talking about me, right? I'm just saying.
Hit us up 424-243-9649. And ain't nothing wrong with freaking you on the low, 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 low. We live, y'all.
Yeah. been waiting for a long time for this. Can I kiss you there?
Wet, wet Wednesdays. Slash mix.
I wanna.
I think you're right, Miss O'Sara. She a freak. I think you're right. Like we got a comment. Looks like we'll call her the Love Crane. She says that play is great when you both are really into it. I think she's on point with that one right there, especially when you're both, you know what I mean, trying to get each other ready for the next level. You dig? Because I'll be honest, like, in my younger days, you dig? I'm speaking, you dig? My younger days, my foreclosure, that's my foreclosure, my disclaimer. My younger days, you dig? I'm a romantic. I'm going to keep it 100, you dig? I'm the type that had the candles, the motherfucking rose petals on the floor leading you to the bedroom, that type of shit. You know what I mean? Foreplay to me is an essence. It has to be. It's damn, look, I'm going into my moments here. Basically, look, let's put it like this. Foreplay, for me, at one point used to be where women would tell me the great thing about me was they would have an orgasm before I even got to it.
Oh,
you dig? Before I get there, she's already had an orgasm already. Sometimes I already had two already. You dig? That's what foreplay should be like. You dig? It's the warm-up.
Absolutely.
It's to get it ready, that excitement, that extra push. And I think that's where some relationships fail. They go, okay, I want to have sex. Roll over. Some head, now get on top. Push through. Whatever. It's not even wet like it used to be. You dig? That romance is gone. That's what y'all going to need. Y'all going to need that extra shit. You dig? That's what the lingerie is for. You dig? The eye foreplay. You dig? And I'm going to keep it 100. Fellas, what are y'all really doing for foreplay for y'all ladies? Some of these ladies get up and dance for y'all. They do all kinds of things. What is you doing? Fellas, don't be afraid to dance for her back, especially if you know she likes strippers. Dance for her ass. You dig? There's all kinds of things you could do, fellas. You dig? Before you even put your hands on her. I'm just saying. Motherfucking great move, fellas. A great move is if you got like a little bit of nail, or you can use your tongue if you ain't got no nail, but hit that motherfucking rib real light, right by her breast. Sometimes you can go under a little bit, come back, and just keep going down her body, and just keep going down and try to cross over to where that thigh is. I'm telling you, fellas, it's going to drive her crazy. You're going to be like, whoa, this motherfucker is wet. You dig? So I'm saying, foreplay. It can do wonders. I don't even know how to put it into words. It can do wonders. I mean, it's foreplay, really, because you know I see a lot of women that do be on social media talking about, you know, he tried to just ram it in me, and I wasn't ready, or some other shit. I mean, are women really looking for foreplay still in today's age, ladies?
I think the older women are. I don't think the younger women have experienced that. And that's, I think, something that we teach our young girls to want. But because they don't see it, we saw it when we were growing up. You know, we saw it on the music. We saw it. Your grandma taught you some of those things subtly, you know, of how to keep your man. Or your mom taught you subtly if she, you know, if there was a guy around, or your auntie. Like, there was women that taught you the things that you should desire and have from your man. So as me, as I watched my aunties and my cousins and them with their guy, I'm like, ooh, you know, I picked up a little thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do that. We lost the etiquette. You will be surprised how etiquette, how you use your fork, how you put your food in your mouth, can have that man be like, okay, let's go to the bathroom. People don't know that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you can do with your cooking. You know, you sitting there, you know, making a meal, you set it down, and you present it with candlelight and all that. They don't know about that. You know, they don't know about that subtle, you know, hand gesture. You know, they don't know about that. So I think the girls nowadays just see drop it high, pop my booty, and that's what he's going to get. That's what, you know, just that's what you're going to get. There's
Netflix
no foreplay. They don't even know. You know, chill and watch Netflix. You know, that's all they think, that, you know, chill and watch Netflix is the fuck afterwards. It ain't, you know, the whole intimacy part that we learned.
Right. And I want to throw this in just so I don't forget. I'm sorry, Miss Unbelievable. And I think part of it is, like, let's put it like this. A lot of, like, in, please, if you're young, call us up. Let us know if we're right or wrong, because, you know, your views are definitely respected. But I think in today's age, when it comes with sex, with a lot of these young cats, they so fucking high. They think they need a whole fucking gallon of Hennessy. You dig? They need all this extra shit. You know what I mean? So they're already at that, I don't know, that exotic place already when they start. But I'm going to tell y'all, you can get to that same place that you think, oh, I'm really letting go because I got the liquor in me. The Remy is helping me let go, and I get wetter. That's what foreplay does without the liquor. You dig? That's what foreplay, it'll take you to that same place that liquor and that little fucking pill and all that extra shit got you going. Some good foreplay, I have you in that same mind state when you getting it, but you're going to remember it in the morning, and you ain't going to roll over to no puddle of apples and cornbread that you don't had earlier that day because you can't handle your liquor.
And do you know that liquor dries your pussy out too? I'm just saying it do, because it takes the juices out
that.
And then it begins to it begins to make, you know, the juices of your, you know, the wet, and it'll dry you out. That's why you can't go from lap after lap after lap. That's why you get one and done, because you get dry, because the liquor done soaked up your juices. Just say it.
Ain't that a
and the weed don't put you in a state where you only get one, because now you're paranoid after you're done. So I don't know why people think that it's better to have sex, you know, high and drunk. You don't know what you're doing, and you do miss out on, you know, the fun of round two. So if you ever notice,
I'll tell you,
men, that you don't get a round two after y'all drunk, that is why. And you'd be like, you're so dry. It's a desert.
Right. Well, I think for some people, you know, not everybody, but I think for some people, this is what it was for me when I was younger. I always speak from experience, or at least try to. You know what I mean? The liquor, it would help me relax. You dig? I'm going to do some freaky shit I'm not finna do when I'm not drinking. You dig? Because I know I can blame it on the liquor. Oops, I didn't mean to hit your booty. That was the liquor. You dig? I'm just saying, some freaky shit I might want to try, I'm not finna do sober. But the liquor will help me relax a little more and do some extra shit. You know what I mean? Don't stick your finger in my booty. Ain't that much liquor in the world. But I'm just saying, I might do something a little extra. I might jump off the motherfucking washing machine. You dig? And WWF up on you or something like that if I'm been drinking. Yeah, <You're there. laughs> I'm just saying. I might have
But I got a question
form.
With that.
Huh.
And that could be a Carmen Cafe, moving into Carmen Cafe. But is that being the real you, though? Because you got alcohol. Isn't alcohol supposed to be a stimulant? Are you being the real you when you're drinking liquor.
When people drink liquor, they're always being the real them. A lot of people say, no, that's just a part of you that you usually hide. You dig? That's what liquor does. Liquor takes down that ability to hide that motherfucker in you. It may not be you 24/7, but that is you. That is you. Like, everybody's not happy all the time. Everybody's not mad all the time. But how you act when you off your liquor, that's you. So if you're an asshole when you drinking liquor, you're really an asshole. You really be thinking this asshole type shit. It's just that you have enough common sense not to say that shit because you're sober and you're not thinking about you might take this ass whipping. You dig? So, to me, I could be wrong, but if you ask me, I always tell you, no, that's you, player. That was you. Your guard was down. That's what happened. Oops. But that's just me. But, hey, like you said, hey, that could be a good karma cafe topic right there. Ugly drunks. Is that really you? So, all right. So, all right, anything you want to throw in there, Miss Osoria? Before we get ready to get up out of here,
I'm lost for words.
Look, the show already knew. They was like, nope, she ain't ready. She is not ready.
Well, yeah, the show knew I was lost for words because I'm just observing.
Yeah, it gets a little monstrous around here. It is. Hopefully we'll get you again. It is. Hopefully you'll call back. if not, we might be calling you. I'm just saying.
There's Karma Cafe tomorrow. Always a good conversation on Karma Cafe.
Okay.
I bet it is.
Tell them what's Karma
Cafe
with
about.
You
monster.
I'm
what's
sorry.
Cafe
I
about?
Missed that. Oh, Karma Cafe is when you got some little problems and we here to solve them. Yes. Instead of getting better
I have a problem, so I'm definitely calling in tomorrow, and I need y'all to solve this problem. Y'all
all
good
right.
at what y'all do, I hope so.
Yeah.
So we
okay.
got one person that's going to hit our couch. Y'all get ready, tune in. Tomorrow, 424-243-9649 is the number. 8 o'clock is the time, and we going to hood solve Miss So Serious's problem tomorrow, y'all. And if you have one, hit us up.
That's right. So, all right, we're gonna have Miss So Serious on the therapy couch tomorrow. Leave your shoes though on, Mama. I'm just saying, I seen your feet in flip flops. They look like peanut brittle.
You got me
to a brick.
I got some sexy suckable feet. I got the sexy suckable feet. Don't get it twisted.
And
they
yet,
taste good and smell good.
And yet, she's not a freak. I'm just saying. And yeah, she's not
a freak. Oh, no, she's
not a freak.
Leak. Just had to put me out there.
Okay, freak. Leak.
Don't do
it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
My skills was earned. My skills was earned learning games, boo-boo.
Tune in tomorrow, Karma Cafe, because there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass is deserved. Don't forget, you can always listen to our shows 24/7, 365. Just go to monsterusradio.com, and you'll find everything over there. Y'all have a good night now. You hear?
Peace, love, and wet.
Oh, wait.